You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello and welcome to another small business podcast brought to you by Semantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is part two of our two-part series on protecting your business from instant messaging threats. Today we'll talk about three different types of IM threats and provide a few recommendations to help protect your business. Thank you for listening. Instant messaging, or IM programs, facilitate real-time, text-based communication between two or more users who are using the same messaging program. Though IM first gained popularity as a social interaction tool, it's made its way into the business environment as well. According to a recent IM Logic Threat Center report, there are now 393 million global users of instant messaging. Because IM was initially developed for social chats, security wasn't a priority. But now that IM use is increasing in business, however, attackers are finding that most IM systems are virtually unprotected, so threats to IM are quickly increasing. For example, denial of service, or DOS attacks, happen when a hacker sends a flood of messages for the purpose of overloading the resources of a computer or network. By the time the victim tries to add the hacker's screen name to the list of parties that the IM program should ignore, the computer may freeze or crash. The DOS attacks tend to be more of a hassle and less of a threat than other types of hacks. They can be harmful, especially when hackers combine them with other malicious activities. IM programs are also susceptible to privacy intrusion when outside parties capture information to use in malicious ways, and employees may not be aware of the ramifications of their IM conversations. Your business could be legally or financially at risk if your employees send confidential information that is subsequently gathered by outside parties. Many IM programs do not offer encryption, making it easy for a third party to eavesdrop on IM conversations using certain types of programs. You can deal with this risk by enforcing an IM policy that restricts the type of information that can be exchanged over instant messaging and setting up a system to encrypt IM conversations. And finally, similar to spam, spim is unsolicited messages sent via IM. Spim can be used to lure unsuspecting users to websites designed to collect private information. Web bots, deployed by advertisers and spammers, often collect screen names from public directories where individuals can list their IM screen names. To reduce spim, advise employees against listing screen names on any public directories or websites, and also to configure their IM clients to accept messages only from an approved list of contacts. There are several steps you can take towards creating a more secure IM environment for your business. You can educate employees, enforce company policies on the proper uses of IM, encrypt IM conversations, and install desktop firewalls and antivirus on all machines. Though those steps provide a good first line of defense, it is not enough if your employees are using IM to send secure information or conduct business. Therefore, you should consider corporate IM servers that will allow employees to send messages behind the business firewall to safeguard information from outsiders. Additional best practices include updating IM patches, installing and using vulnerability management tools, and securing IM logs. There are many advantages to using IM in a business setting. If you and your employees choose to use this communication tool, you need to understand the security threats to IM and how to protect your business. Thank you for downloading and listening to this small business podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software and services to help individuals, businesses, and large enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more on small business security, visit the small business section at www.symantec.com. And for other small business podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com/podcast.